Mackey Motors pregame here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blackman, happy to be joined here tonight by South Central Calhoun Titan head football coach Brian Case. And Coach, it's always good to get a chance to chat with you.
Back at you, Jeff. We appreciate your coverage.
Coach, you and I were talking here a little bit before we went on the air. I was surprised. It didn't sound like you were as surprised as me, but this second-round matchup, when I saw the pods come out, I was like, South Central against Dyke? That's two really good football teams having to square off in the second round. So kind of your thoughts. Haven't had a chance to talk to you about the pods once they were released.
You know, it is what it is. You know, over the past few years, we've ended up having to go either Northwest Iowa or even over to Van Meter and so forth. And, you know, those trips are always a couple hours away. I mean, Dyke coming over here right now, it's an hour and 45 minutes for them. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we're kind of in the middle of everybody, Jeff. So, I mean, the state can kind of send us wherever. You know, it's kind of nice playing some new competition, but at the same time, you're playing against a traditional power in Dyke New Hartford that is very well coached by Don Betts. You know, Don and I were on the same Shrine Bowl staff together. And he's just been around a long time. He knows the game of football, and he does things the right way over there. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys, but we're looking forward to the competition.
And, Coach, over the years, Dyke's always been known, like you guys, as a traditional power. They're 6-2, both losses to undefeated teams, to Grundy Center and South Hamilton. People will look at those scores and think a little lopsided, but you said that's not the case, especially in that South Hamilton game.
No, they're really good. You know, the South Hamilton game, I think it was 8-0 midway through the fourth quarter, and South Hamilton put on a couple of late scores in the game to make that 20-0, I believe. But they're really good. You know, they kind of sit in their 4-3 defense, and, you know, schematically they understand exactly what they're supposed to be reading, and they react really fast. Not great size. They have one kid that's 270 pounds up front in their four-man down lineman scheme. But everybody else is about 190 pounds, and they actually bring one defensive lineman in that's only 135 pounds. But again, when you bring in those smaller guys, they're just lightning quick. So, you know, we think we have the size advantage on that way, but, you know, we've got to be able to get our mitts on them as well. And then offensively, they run pro eye, slot eye. Their favorite plays are power and counter. And, you know, they just execute things so well. They're so well schooled. Their pad level is so good. They're quick off the ball. They get that second foot in the ground really fast, and they get underneath your pads that way. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys. You know, running back-wise, they've got a kid that I think is second or third in the state right now as far as rushing is concerned. You know, he's 6'3", 170 pounds, and he's just a smooth runner. He's got deceptive speed. I mean, he just looks, as soon as he gets out in the open ground, he's just gone. So we got to be able to bottle him up as well. And then they've got another receiver out there that I think is in the top six in the state as far as receptions and receiving yards as well. So, again, we're going to have to be able to read our keys defensively, and we're going to have to play sound football against a really quality football team.
Coach, you mentioned that they're smaller but probably quicker than you guys, but the weather that we've had all week tends to sometimes make fields a little slower because you get them a little bit muddy and stuff like that. Does that go to you guys' advantage then, being the bigger team and maybe slowing down the team that's maybe got a little more overall team speed?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, when you're playing against a team like this and you're playing in wet field conditions, usually the team that makes the least amount of stakes is gonna walk away with the win. At the same time, both offenses, I think, have the advantage because they know where they're going. Defenses have to be able to stick their foot and react to what's going on in front of them. And you know, with the wet field conditions the way they are, you're going to have a good center of gravity. You're going to have a great balance and so forth and be able to react on your feet defensively. With a size advantage, you know, obviously we think that we would have the advantage that way. Again, if we can get our hands on people and we can start blocking and getting the downfield push that way, traditionally thinking, I mean, you would have the advantage that way. But at the same time, if they're quicker than us and they're making us react off the ball, we're going to have our hands full. So it just remains to be seen. I mean, we both want to run the football, but at the same time, I think we both can kind of spread things out and throw the football as well.
Brian, you guys had a week off here a couple of weeks ago in week six. Eagle Grove couldn't put a team on the field that week, so you had a week off. You came back, played week seven, and then played in the opening round with a big win last week in the playoffs. Do you think that week off helped this team, and do you feel like you guys are playing good football right now?
Yeah. You know, we were getting kind of banged up at that time. You know, obviously we wanted to play that football game against Eagle Grove and keep it within the district and so forth, but it actually came at another time where our kids, like I said, were beat up. So getting that extra week of recovery absolutely helped us. At the same time, we were able to kind of come together more so as a collective unit. Kind of went back to the fundamentals over those next 2 weeks and just really worked on what we needed to work on. I think that our kids got better. I think our kids came together. I think we got collectively some better push and so forth from our kids up front, better understanding what was going on, just kind of were able to walk through some things that way. And actually, over the last couple of weeks, I think that we have improved. So, going back to that bye week against the Eagle Grove team that wasn't able to play, it was kind of a blessing in disguise.
Brian, offensively, you guys can either spread people out or you can go full house tee. Do you expect Dyke to give you different looks depending on what set you guys are in, and how different do you think those looks will be?
We've seen these guys on film, for the first 7-8 games, and it just seems like they're going to sit in their 4-3 defense. And like I said, I mean, they understand schematically exactly what they're supposed to be looking for, and they react accordingly. We've seen them against full house, basically a full house tee look with South Hamilton, who ran Wishbone, and then we've seen them against multiple teams that run the spread. So we have a pretty good idea where we think that they're going to be aligned and what they're going to do and how they're going to react to our different sets. And hopefully we have some things in place that will kind of counter what they're trying to do to us, and hopefully we can be successful that way. But, time will tell. That remains to be seen whether we can actually execute offensively.
Brian, to me, these are games are fun. I looked at this matchup. I think I told you this beforehand, that when I saw the pods come out, as soon as I got a chance to talk about all the playoffs on the radio, this was the first game that I mentioned in the potential matchup. How fun is it to get a coach and prepare for these type of games and these kind of matchups?
Oh, absolutely. You get deeper and deeper and better teams the farther and farther you go into the playoffs and so forth. And in all reality, I don't think the state is actually counting this as playoffs until you actually get to this round of 16. But so we're trying to play ourselves to get into the playoffs as well. But a team like this, going against a traditional power, it's exciting. It really is. I mean, it kind of tells you exactly where you're at. At this time of the year, if you lose, you go home. If you win, you move on. And, going against a team that has been in the Dome quite a few times, has been in the quarterfinals a few times, has won a couple of state titles and so forth, this kind of really tells you where you're at as far as your program is concerned as well. So we're excited to play this football game. We're looking forward to the opportunity, and we're glad that we're playing at home.
Well, Brian, I tell you what, looking forward to get a chance to come up, see you. Haven't seen you since your guys' scrimmage at the beginning of the season. So looking forward to catching up with you. Looking forward to coming down and catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the ball game tonight.
That sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back. Dave Burke's going to join me for the broadcast coming up next. You're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame here on Kick 106.7.